Shouldn't have been out, you know. I feel sorry for them, you know. What are you going to do if they're out in the bush alone and got cold? You know, you got to learn how to make firewood kind of to start with.
Mm-hmm.
Poor kids, they have no chance, I don't think. I feel sorry for them.
Losing a lot of this.
How old are you?
I'll be 70, October 12th.
And you were born just upriver from Tannenaw?
Mm-hmm. I've been all over in the woods around here.
What was Tannenaw like when you were born? What was it like? Was it Tannenaw like this now?
Oh, it was very different. You had a sidewalk back there, on the other side of the road. There's a bridge there. Every so far they had a lamp on the, you know, on the post. I used to watch that guy light him up every night.
Uh-huh.
Around here and back there. At 8 o'clock at evening, every kid got to move out of town or stay in their yard. We'll go home or stay up there.
You live uptown then, up there in by the mission?
Up under that hill up there, that village, Indian village.
Mm-hmm.
There. Uh-huh. We stay up there. You don't see no kids running around. No, we got to go home. People that live in town, the kids stay in their yard. You don't walk around after 8 o'clock. Very different right now. Change, everything changed, you know.
Were there many stores in those days?
Oh, when I started, I remember we had about four stores, I think. It was after the World War One. Yeah. They had saloons and everything there. Seven saloons, they said they had there. They had one, two, three, three more of that day. Over there, we see a big bro, that's jewelry store. Mm-hmm. I love it, chain, all the things.